Hey, stupid nerds, download the Boogie Monster with Kyle Kinane and Dave Stone. So you can find out what happened to Frankenstein and the Wolfman and all that fictional stuff that never happened. And don't pay attention to World War II or the American flag or important things.
The Boogie Monster. Podcasting the unknown.
Oh, speaking of TV.
When Kyle and Dave sort it out.
You know what happens tomorrow?
I brought some goddamn weed.
I mean, we can go as long as you want and then chop it or whatever, but...
Listeners don't know we paused. Right?
But, like, seriously, I think...
All they're hearing is that you said, you know what's on TV?
Oh, no, I know. But I think this topic deserves more than what we have right now.
Well, you just told that to the listeners, Dave.
Oh, did you turn it on?
Yeah.
You fucking idiot.
I'm a trickster. I'm a fucking trickster, Dave. I'm a trickster.
Ah!
I'm a trickster. And you're right. It does deserve more.
Because it's fascinating. But we just decided on this topic last night.
Well,
and I had a bunch of shit to do.
It's on the board.
Well, I know. But...
Skinwalkers, demonic possession, astrology / full moon... Which, the board's old. We got the board. The board's kind of old. But Skinwalkers is on there, so we've been thinking about it for a while.
I've been thinking about it, but I didn't think about it until last night when I started thinking about it.
Well, that's what sets us apart from other podcasts.
Well, that's
We're
just...
We're real in the moment.
Your opinion, man.
We're not trying to...
What are you doing?
We're not trying to get like in your face with a bunch of information that we looked at for a while.
Where are you going tomorrow, by the way?
What?
Where are you going tomorrow?
Where are you fucking going?
I'm going to Carl's Jr. Where are you going?
I got Boise. But the
Bard's
Fest. Comes out, I will have come to Boise.
I wasn't trying to set you up for plugs. I was just... With all your
can't plug it when it's in the future.
With all your debauchery, I
plug
was just
unplug the past. Yeah, I'm drinking and smoking weed, and my flight's at 6:30 a.m. So if you listen to this, on Tuesday, and I sucked last Wednesday, whatever.
I'm not a violent man.
Well,
I have been.
You're a real GS. You're a real GSD type of dude.
What did we? Yeah,
get shit done.
But you know who I want to punch in the face with all my might? All
right. Well, I mean, can I guess?
It's a fairly long list.
Yeah. The five people who didn't help you jumpstart your car.
The man walking through the airport with a neck pillow installed around his neck.
What?
Oh, why God. Just boom!
What?
Right?
What?
No, not a. Don't say anything. No, nothing. Just walk up and wham!
But that's.
And that's what you get, Mr. Adult, for walking in public with a neck pillow.
Why doesn't. But it's where they sell neck pillows, Dave. It's the airport.
Mm-mm.
It's the only acceptable place to have a neck pillow.
There's no. I'll allow it on the plane. If you gotta have a neck pillow.
Think about it. Ugh. I carry other stuff.
Nope.
I'm gonna go up against you on this one. I don't even have a neck pillow.
I'll punch you in the face.
That I never you.
You're one of my dearest friends. I'll punch you in the face.
You'll punch me in the face for less.
If I see you with a neck pillow.
For less, you'll punch me in the face.
Oh, God. And I don't know what that says about me. But, man, that just annoys me.
It says you got a lot of unresolved issues.
I'm fine. I'm fine. It's that guy's got unresolved.
Fine. What's wrong with
I'm
pillow?
Fine. What's wrong with the neck pillow? Ugh.
Why?
Just
I don't think if anybody could appreciate
why
trying to correct their posture would be the guy who sleeps in a van.
Why?
Because you ever sleep on you ever got long flights? You don't because you drive. You have the convenience of sleeping in your mode of transportation.
Captain Twinkle Toes got to have a neck pillow, and I can't even take it off when I leave the plane.
It's because there's...
Oh, God.
All right. Are we still...
I'll calm down.
Are we on...
I'm all right.
Episode 1 or episode 2?
Episode 1.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, I paused it. you paused shit. It. We didn't pay off the pause.
Like Star Wars, where it's like one basic story of a dude and his shitty dad didn't get along, and now we're fucking 40 years later. Most dude and his bad dad stories don't last 40 years, but we still got to sit through a new fucking Star Wars.
I didn't pay off what I was excited
about. Yeah, what were you excited about?
This is the
you listen through the till next week.
No, this is still episode 1.
We'll see.
We'll see. The continuity is not going to work out because of when we release these.
Continuity never works out. Let's be honest.
But in as we speak right now,
people are hanging on your words.
As we
speak. Had a pause. They don't in this. If they listen straight through, they have no idea that I went and pissed. I sat down to pee because I had such a big fart. I didn't want to take any chances. But they don't know that.
Remind me to tell you about the poem that I incorporated into one of my show posters.
Okay.
Speaking of fart and chances.
Is it rhyme with heart? Forgive me from the bottom of my heart.
No. But it's along those lines.
If I came out the other end.
Well, you want me to go ahead and talk about it? This is something that needs to be heard. No, I'll talk about that later.
All right.
What I'm excited about, Fargo starts tomorrow, season 3. I don't get real excited about many TV shows.
Tomorrow in the way the world works, or tomorrow in the way podcasts work?
The world. As we are sitting here right now.
April 19th.
In our moment. Yeah. Yeah. I don't get worked up.
I haven't seen enough stories to understand the plot yet, but I like everybody involved.
I know very little about it as well, but I trust them. I trust those guys. Seasons 1 and season 2, amazing television.
You were excited about it before. People were asking questions about all these little chestnuts. What do they call them? Easter eggs?
Easter eggs.
I'm like, yeah, all right.
I don't dislike chestnuts.
But I like the idea of the Easter eggs.
But I think it's Easter egg because people hide them and then people find them. I don't think that's going on with chestnuts.
Let's for one brief moment imagine that this is just still part of episode 1.
It is. It is.
Walkers.
Yeah.
I was thinking about this.
Uh-huh.
Now, it's very, like, is it like how every culture has a creation myth?
Mm-hmm.
Like, every culture has an idea of a god. And that was just what, this is, honestly, one of the things that when I took a philosophy class in community college, having been raised haphazardly Catholic. So, all right, I know this isn't the real deal, but I don't know anything else out there.
Mm-hmm.
And then taking a philosophy class at community college at 18, we're like, well, no, Aboriginals believed in that. They all have the same, very similar idea of what God was. Like, they all have the same stories. It's amazing which ones came to prevalence.
Is that a word?
Prevalence?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very much so.
Okay.
You're questioning it made me doubt myself, but no, fucking prevalence is a real word. But we're entering, this is the Stone second half. The first half was whiskey fueled.
Mm-hmm.
Just you wait and see, Dave. I'm going to ask you questions. And before we know it, we're going to be a fucking foot deep in this.
Dude, you wait and see. I'm going to ask you so many questions.
Well, maybe the second one's starting heavier than normal. But every single civilization had a creation myth. Every single one sat there as rudimentary human beings going, why, how did we get here?
Uh-huh.
They were all very similar stories. Your phone just went off like a fucking amateur.
Yeah, I know.
Like a fuck. Who's calling you?
Probably one of my bitches.
Really?
I shouldn't have said that.
No? You laughed so quick afterwards. Why wouldn't they have similar theories about the afterlife? I mean, like, or about witches, or about ghosts. We're talking about skinwalkers. This is the scariest thing of a human form.
Mm-hmm.
Being able to take on the shape of an animal. You know, why wouldn't that be prevalent? Like, yeah. But the idea of
What if a skidwalker took on the form of a French bulldog? That'd be funny. Speaking of which, did you get that clip of the French bulldog?
Maybe they have, and that's why they're not doing a good job. They're like, oh, these aren't people aren't scared of these.
Did I send you the clip?
Also, France didn't exist.
Of the French bulldog?
In Native American history.
Eating his way out of a watermelon.
What?
I follow Animal Addicts on Instagram.
I had such high hopes for this.
And the other day, they posted a video of a French bulldog sitting inside of half of a watermelon, and he was just eating his way out.
Well, what were you going to do inside of a watermelon, Dave?
Speaking of Hollow Earth.
All right.
This is my world. There's only one way to get out of it. That's it. There's no way is the second episode. I really set this up for a whole other hour, Dave.
What did you just ask me? Everything you've been rambling on for the last 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Say that again.
All right, Dave. Listen to me close.
All right. I'm zoned in.
If every civilization had an idea of how we got here. Yeah. Every continent, every population. I'm saying, it's a Navajo history that skinwalkers are witches or, shamans that decided to, I don't know if it's a decision, but they can take on these forms. And it's very easy when it's another culture to be dismissive of their supernatural.
Tell me about it.
You know, like, oh, man. So anyway, Navajos believe fucking this stuff. But I don't know. But yet, we're going to sit back and go, yeah, no, ghosts. Like, no, when you die, your energy just inhabits the place that's still there. That's going to sound dumb as shit to try and explain it to aboriginals or indigenous people of anywhere else. So maybe I'm saying, is the idea of creation that everybody has an idea of a god? There's a god for every civilization has an idea of a god.
Is that true, by the way?
Well, I mean, I would like to be told something else.
Or is that just something you made up?
Well, have you heard of any civilization that's completely atheist?
That's what I'm asking.
I don't know of one.
Mm-hmm.
So if there is one, then it'd be worth studying.
Okay.
But if there's no civilization that's totally atheist, it means there's no civilization that also doesn't believe that death is the end. Is that human consciousness? Is that a continuity between all human beings that whatever chemical makeup in your mind will not allow you, you know, that you came from something and that you'll still exist? Is that a chemical similarity between all human beings on Earth that our brains operate in the same way, or is it because it's actually true? Like, is the fact that you have consciousness means you have to believe in a god and you have to believe there's something after death? Because otherwise it means nothing. If there's none of that, honestly, if there's no results after you die, what's to stop you from being a fucking psychopath? If you know that once you die, you don't exist anymore. It's the same as it was before you were born. What stops you from being a fucking psycho? Like that story that happened. All right, we tried to talk about Alex Jones before. He's in a custody battle for his kids, and now his lawyer's arguing that he's just a character. His whole thing's just a character. All the conspiracy, all that shit, he's just entertainment. But in real life, he's this regular guy, nice guy, so he should be able to have his kids. Meaning, yeah, there's no result to just being a fucking guy out there saying Sandy Hook was fake.
He's the pro wrestler of...
Yeah, no, exactly. Fucking very much so, yes.
Yeah.
But then there's another story that happened in Ohio where this guy just snapped. There was a Facebook video where he just killed an old guy and went on the run.
Yeah.
Because he just snapped. And then he killed himself. They did. I think he. They,
that the happened
police,
today,
the police
right?
Cornered him. And they killed himself. If you truly believe that nothing happens after you die, why wouldn't you just do whatever right now? And if guilt ever crept in, you just kill yourself. Because then there's no, it just resets to zero.
Maybe your concern for your quality of life while you're alive?
But if you think there's no consequences in the end, everyone around you, every single person around you is going to die anyway, and they won't know what happened. There will be no this.
Mm-hmm.
No us talking. Like nothing. If I fucking killed you or you killed me right now.
Well, that's predicated on the concept of he's that guy is willing to kill himself at any moment. But if he doesn't want to kill himself, even if he doesn't believe that nothing happens when he dies and there is no afterlife, he still may be concerned about his current earthly quality of life, meaning I don't want to spend the rest of my life in jail.
But there would be no jail.
There'd be a jail. What do you mean?
But if you're in jail, like, that's the thing. Like, I did what I wanted. This feeling's great. As soon as that feeling goes away, I kill myself.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Outside of the
but why
the notion
would, why
that
would
he,
you just do the thing that is the most pleasurable and then die immediately afterwards?
I don't know.
Which is going back to the idea that every civilization, is it control? Is it population control? That you have to tell every civilization that somebody wise enough is like, no, come up with a system. Like, if you're bad now, you'll be punished later. Like, just to control populations.
How does that control? I'm thinking of population control,
no,
meaning
no, no,
the number.
Not numbers, but morally.
Yeah, well, that's the concept of religion.
That's what I'm saying. So, is religion an entirely fake concept to control societies?
Is that what you're asking me? That's what took this long to ask.
Well, no, I mean we're getting, I'm coming around to it myself.
Okay,
but is it if every society has an idea of how it started? Is that just to back up the control part? Is the whole idea of Jesus being born and him being a good dude and people following him? I'm speaking in very rudimentary Catholicism because I don't know everything else. And then, but his dad was like, oh, but you got to give yourself up. And all these lessons learned, is that all just to enforce the Ten Commandments? The whole fucking Bible is just to be like, don't steal, don't cheat on your wife, don't kill people. Like, is that a very long book translated over and over and over again just to enforce some don't be a dick rules? Or is the beginning story also, like, all the other detail, all the bullshit around it is also relevant? Maybe not relevant, but I'm saying we're talking about skinwalkers.
Uh-huh.
Or we're trying to. Is that element just a part of, like, ooh, somebody did something bad, so this person's going to come and sneak up on you and creep up on you? Ghosts, very prevalent. Like, if you believe in the Bible, you'll believe in ghosts.
Well, that's...
So if you're a very traditionally Native American, you'd believe in skinwalkers.
Hey, Christians, don't do bad stuff because then when you die, you'll go to hell and burn for eternity. Hey, Navajos, go to bed and obey your parents or else the skinwalkers are going to come get you.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's white people have learned about another culture, and we watched our pal Moshe Kasher's show, Problematic, tonight.
Uh-huh.
It was a premiere, and... I think it's going to do good things. I think not only is it a comedy show, but I think it's going to do good things. But it's along some of these lines that why be like, we're sitting here freaking out over skinwalkers. But if there's like, oh, churches are haunted, it'd be like, oh yeah, fucking jerk off motion. Yeah, of course churches are haunted because old Catholics sitting there after a few gulps of wine and see something wander around in the strategically designed creepy-ass churches.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But Native Americans are... out in the plains with nothing but trees and shadows around him, eating whatever the fuck is growing out of the ground. Well, I ate that plant, and that's when I saw my great-grandmother. So that's real now. I mean, did anything I just...
I was following. As a person, and we kind of touched on this a few episodes back on the spirituality episode, the one that also...
can always be a spirituality episode.
Springboarded a family argument. hey, listen at your own risk.
Yeah. Should be a good...
What a good...
Hey, listen at your own risk, everybody, but mostly Dave's mom.
Love my folks. I love them. Got a great relationship with them. But I don't do my comedy, my creativity, and what I find worthy of speaking about is not geared towards your church friends. And I don't care what they think.
I think every single generation should never be on the absolute even plane with their parents. Mm-hmm. That's not what progress is.
That's true. That's a great point.
That's not what moving forward. You're not supposed to understand your kids totally.
Yeah.
And if you do, like, oh, no, we all believe the same things, you raise shitty kids. Mm-hmm. You raise kids that don't challenge anything they're told, ever. Take it from me, a guy who's never going to have kids. I feel like... And a good parent realized, oh, I did this to my parents. Okay, you know what? I get it. But then that's you understanding your kids, mm-hmm. and that's not what you're supposed to do.
Yep.
It's complicated.
I cut myself off to answer your question. As a guy who doesn't necessarily buy into religion as a concept or God as a concept, I'll just say it. I'm agnostic. I'm not flat-out atheist. I'm agnostic. I've always said I'm smart enough to know that I don't know.
I think that if you want to believe in Bigfoot, that already proves that you're agnostic.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's the same people that don't have proof that God exists, but they're going to keep that door open.
Mm-hmm.
So, right on.
So, as a guy who is agnostic, I feel that what you were saying or alluding to is correct. I feel like religion was put into place to not control society, but to keep – and here's the other thing. Some people need that. Some people walking around need to believe that there are eternal consequences for their actions. So, yes, I feel like religion was put into play and established to keep society civil.
Think about
– but I don't think it's relevant – to your soul or your how you're going, what happens in the afterlife.
No, not the end game. But if you think, like, oh, everything is rewards and punishment.
Mm-hmm.
And we're people that live in the middle. I don't want to work that hard to get a reward because I don't give a fuck about the reward, but I don't want to be punished. Every day job I've had, let me just exist in the fucking middle. I don't want to get promoted. I don't want to have to do more stuff.
What was the saying you used to say about day jobs that I thought was really great? About like a comedian having a day job. You can have my body.
Oh, you can have my body, but you can't have my mind. Like I would always do physical work.
Yeah.
Because if it was just lifting boxes, I could like listen to headphones or like I'd think about whatever I wanted to think about as long as the boxes went in the right place.
Yeah.
And that's where like when I first started comedy, I was like I had like decent warehouse jobs, and I was making like decent day job money. And like, and also I just listened to music and wrote. I just had a notepad and just I like would label boxes and put them on trucks, and so I could just
you'd write at work.
Yeah, like they would come down a belt, and I would do the UPS processing, label them like where they're going, and then load up skids and put them on trucks. But the whole thing was so like, it was just a factory line.
Mm-hmm.
And it was great.
That was exactly me with landscaping.
Yeah.
It's fairly mindless. It's just
My whole day is still filled with every thought I want to have.
Mm-hmm.
It's never like, nope, this brain belongs to the company. And also physically, I'm sedentary. So it makes me have to work on my brain. It really, office out, like, you physically, oh, my brain's the only thing that's excited right now because you're sedentary.
Mm-hmm.
But where did that come from?
I have no idea.
The first half of this was drunk. This second half, real stoned. I had a fucking, oh, I'm gonna crush your fucking thought. What were you saying before you asked me what happened?
What happened what?
Damn it, you did it again.
I was talking about religion as a concept.
Oh, that's right.
To control
society.
Think
about it in your school, like everything's reward. Like if you do good, you get some candy. If you do bad, you get a detention. That's religion. Like it is. This all ties back to Skinwalker somehow.
My argument, to wrap up this real quick, my counterpoint to the concept of religion is my internal human spirit is what makes me do right or wrong.
Morals.
Not
morals.
Not reward or punishment.
Because you think at this time, here and now, things should be good for all of us. If this is only momentary,
Let's all enjoy it and let's all be kind to each other.
But the idea of working, of you doing something beyond what you want to do so it's good for everyone, which I guess is socialism, is a lost concept in a lot of people. And I think that is what it is. Like, I wonder if there's devoutly religious socialists.
Hmm.
Because the concept seems very agnostic. Well, we work good now for everyone, so we all do equally good now. That's not a concept for somebody who either thinks that Jesus, like heaven's later or nothing's later.
Yeah, I'm going up to heaven.
Heaven's,
you, sir, are going to burn in hell.
Yeah, heaven's later, that means do good, but then you're not doing good for other people. You're doing good for yourself, so it's still selfish.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Christianity still seems like it's selfish. I'm only being nice because I want a reward.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's the whole problem.
Yeah.
Why don't you be nice because you're instinctually a good person? And I'm not saying that some Christians aren't, but because the system that has been...
It's the reward is there.
The system that has been put into play, even if in your heart you're like, nah, I want
to
go do...
It's like somebody using their rewards credit card to buy dinner. Like, I got dinner. Oh, that's real nice of you. I'm getting miles. Like, you're just getting spiritual miles.
That's all you're getting.
You're not getting dinner because you want other people to not worry about the bill. You're getting because you're going to get a better seat in heaven. You're going to get comfort coach, business class, up to heaven. We gonna get business class up to heaven. I want to be a spiritual leader, but just for the mediocrity that is at the afterlife.
Kalkanen, you're a damn poet.
Heaven is just business class. You don't got the miles. How many miles you got on your spiritual Capital One? You ain't got enough miles. You got enough for 10 Best Buy gift certificates. 10 Best Buy gift certificates. You know what you can get with that? Of OK TV that's outdated from 2 years.
So Fargo.
Man, I reckon we gotta see it. Dave, shit on you if you don't think this is the second episode.
Well, no. What this means is, seriously, that this means that we have to have a third episode.
Fucking all right, then.
We've never had a three-parter.
Have we not?
We have not. You want every episode to be a four-parter. But
well, because I like to sink my teeth into it.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I don't like to sit there and fucking dick around and be like, oh, well, let's wrap it up now. You're just 17 minutes talking about the Montango devil possum. It probably a thing. Don't look at me weird, man. That's probably the Montango. That's probably a real place.
Cal McNulty and John Brown, take note. Montango Devil Possum.
But it's out. Man, you heard what's happening on the window. Wow. All right. So are we jamming? Listen up, Dave.
All right.
Y'all listen up. You know what I did today? I put barbecue sauce on a hard-boiled egg. There's your recipe, you fucking dickheads. If we took this seriously, we'd make so much money. Why don't we? We're never going to make it in the big leagues, man. There's so much we do wrong. We do this all wrong. I got so many hot sauces, I needed a sweet savory. Anyway, Skinwalker Ranch, it's in northeastern Utah. It was bought by Robert Bigelow, no relation to Deuce Bigelow. And it's like this cat, I mean, he's got a lot of ideas about space travel that he funded after investing in real estate. You all right? You back in? You back around?
I'm back.
And why is this so funny? You ever had barbecue sauce on an egg? It's mind-blowing.
I preach into the choir.
Yeah, all right, okay. All right, I didn't know. I thought you were just... I mean, I was about to take that personally.
No. Brilliant.
All right, okay. I was looking at stuff to drizzle on it.
You were in a drizzling type of mood.
Yes, I used some Sweet Child Raymond's.
Some what?
Sweet Baby Ray's. Sweet Child Raymond's. Yeah. See what I did with words?
Yeah, I did see what you do.
Wow, you laughed so hard at the one thing, but not at all at the other.
Well, you know.
Oh, Dave, you fickle bitch. You
gotta throw some shit on the wall for some of it to stick.
All right, well, let's, right. I mean...
All right.
What did we talk about on last week's episode about Skinwalker Ranch?
I literally don't think we've... If this is episode two...
I mean...
We have yet to even mention it.
You know what? We're like... You know what this is? It's like those fucking bands everybody liked in 1994 where it was a challenge to listen to them. It was like, you know how you could barely... You know how every Fugazi album had two good songs and a lot of stuff you just listened to?
Or Tomahawk.
Oh, okay, exactly. We're just like that.
Mm-hmm.
We make it real difficult.
Like, I like everybody involved, but this output is garbage.
If you mean... Okay, exactly. Yeah.
I like Mike Patton, but this sucks.
But if you meet one... If you see somebody wear a Tomahawk shirt, you're like... That guy gets it, but also, I probably don't want to hang out with him.
Exactly.
Like, you're going to be into everything that's just hard to enjoy.
Yeah.
I just eat... I like to eat old gumballs with ranch dressing. I was trying to think of the culinary equivalent of, Tomahawk. I dated a girl like that. She fucking cheated on
me. Too.
Me. Oh, well, I guess she cheated on the guy she was dating with me. And mm-hmm. So there was no... Like, I was seeing her, and then she's like, oh, I got good news. Like, I was hanging out with her. She's like, I broke up with the guy upstairs. I'm like, that would be great news if I had any idea you were dating the guy that lived above you.
Yeah.
Like, surprising me with just new... I broke up with the guy... Who lived upstairs? I'm like, well, we've been fucking each other for about 4 weeks. So, oh, cool. Thanks. What a rad lady. Mm. And then I got a 12-step email from her about 4 years ago.
Really?
It had been like 10 years since I even heard from her.
Uh-huh.
And I got that, or whatever step, to make another Seinfeld reference. The only reason I know which step is the 9th step. Where they apologize to the people they've wronged.
Yeah, when George tries to go get the ice cream from old, his face?
I got that. I got a Facebook message from her, like, I'm apologizing for what I did.
Hmm.
I was like, well, good for you. Hey, I'm glad your shit's going well enough. I'm glad you're getting it together. How'd that start?
Hmm, I don't know.
How'd we fall down that crevasse?
It happens.
Well, you were,
Mm-hmm.
Ska. Cattle mutilate.
Did you just say ska?
Well, I was kind of I was expiring.
I guess we should wrap this up.
No way, man. No? We're only 35 minutes into the second episode.
Oh, I thought we were an hour and 35 minutes into the first episode.
No way, man. We gotta milk this shit. You're going on the road, I'm going on the road. Fucking two episodes, dude. Honestly, how many... Okay, listen, if you're listening, how many hour-and-a-half episodes have you gotten? Cut us some slack if one's 45 minutes.
That's true.
Well, I got mad.
Mm-hmm. Cows on a rampage.
Okay, but... All right, that's my exact explanation of skinwalkers.
Mm-hmm.
It's this haunting thing that occurs in this area with a lot of indigenous people, Native Americans. As we looked at the map inside, I have a large... like junior high school pull down map of America,
which I love, by the way. I like a good map.
I'm a big topography fan.
Me too.
That
as well. And I myself like geography. I like knowing where shit's at.
Geography's the shapes.
Yeah, I mean, I like what is it?
Topography's the terrain.
Uh huh.
Geography's where. And cartology is the actual map.
The maps.
I believe that.
Yeah.
Whether it's true, which leads back to our earlier argument, I don't know. But I believe it.
Buster in Arrested Development was studying cartography, and somebody informed him, like, I think we've figured out where everything's at.
No, that is the map one. I said it wrong. Cartology mm-hmm. isn't real.
Cartography.
There's always a new way to map a place.
That's true.
You don't have to map what's written. I think that's the new art. It's a new way to play an instrument.
Well, I think
cartography. Here's just where tacos are in Los Angeles. That is somebody that makes a map of that mm-hmm. is a cartographist.
Well, I'm working on a coffee table book called Where to Shit in L.A. So that would involve some cartography.
I think that should be a coffee mug book. Something about coffee makes you shit,
mm-hmm.
and you don't have a table.
Yeah.
You should sell mugs.
That's ironic that I do have a table.
Oh, this is your coffee table. This is at my house.
This is still one of my possessions.
And you're sitting on one of your van seats. Like, so much of this, like, if somebody wanted to just document this but change the angle and make it sad, it would be easy.
I don't care. I ain't
no,
sad.
No, I'm not saying it. And it's not sad. But I'm saying if somebody wanted to get in here and finagle it.
Mm-hmm. Same type of dipshit that wouldn't help me jump my van.
Same fucking asshole.
That's the kind of guy that
he's
would
already
that.
Writing a story. That's who mm-hmm. was tapping on the windows in that first episode that yeah. happened last week or mm-hmm. 37 minutes ago.
Man, I was about to make a good point.
Welcome to the show.
So seriously. Seriously.
I was about to make a good point.
Is this episode 2?
Man.
Then if it is, we need to jump into Skinwalker Ranch.
Do we? Because it's been 40 minutes if this is episode 2.
Yeah, we haven't addressed it.
Skinwalker Ranch. That's what I was... No, I was addressing it.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah.
Going back. Looking at the map. We both agreed looking at this is an area where not a lot of earthenly light is being projected.
Yes.
So let's say the UFO angle.
Mm-hmm.
How do we connect that to the Native American angle of seeing skinwalkers? Why is it all in the same place? I don't know. The Native Americans believe that certain areas are the Badlands. It's called the Badlands. And if you look at it, it's an ominous landscape.
It's in South Dakota?
South Dakota, yes. I mean, I want to say that with confidence because I looked it up as we were talking
about
it.
It's on the western part of the state?
Outside of Sturgis, if you're heading east,
mm-hmm.
which is when I saw it.
Okay.
It's basically like Utah and that. It's like any Wile E. Coyote cartoon, which also the inspiration for my infatuation with the desert.
Mm-hmm.
To see the actual things that Wile E. Coyote cartoons were painted after, Arches National Park, to see that in real life, I'm like, it's
yes.
It's real. That,
wow.
That landscape was outside of the cartoons.
We were hammered with it as a child.
Like, that's, wait.
But I never saw that shit.
That's, there's no way that's part of the world. Yeah, there's no way that's part. I mean, this cartoon's fun.
I never left the state of Georgia till I was 18.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Not a lot. Like, the forests all look like forests, but, like, the desert.
Yeah, that was totally monuments. Foreign to me. That's a great point. My only point of reference for the Southwest United States was those cartoons. Because
yeah.
I had never been.
And also, another reason, like, look, it captivated artists. It captivates. It's a very unique... the lower 48 is one of the most diverse geographic landscapes of the whole earth. As far as one country you can drive through without a passport,
mm-hmm.
it's one of the most diverse landscapes you can experience. Now, if I'm regurgitating something I heard from a national parks website, maybe that's the case. Maybe I just fell for some propaganda. But I don't think it is, though. Look at it this way. Dave, you're laughing very hard and you're keeping it off mic. Keep it on the mic.
I feel like I laugh too much on mic.
Why do you laugh? If you laugh because it's funny, that's good for your body.
I'm not trying to be Pete Holmes over here.
It's good for your body.
No, but the difference is I'm laughing at you.
Well, nobody's trying to beat home.
Mm-hmm.
We don't think we're Jesus.
That's true. I wasn't laughing at myself.
That's all right. Hey, take that, Pete.
I like
fucking
Pete.
Fucking asshole.
I like Pete.
We're both Pete's friends.
Right the time you
friends.
Told him to shut up in Hawaii.
Friends. Oh, yeah.
That was funny.
Yeah, it was funny. Fucking nobody listen to this and be like, oh, Pete, you better fucking listen up.
Yeah, he don't care.
Nah, you know,
He's too busy crashing on somebody's couch.
Does that hurt that his whole HBO show is still better living than your actual life?
That's real hardship there, buddy.
Crashing takes on a different term when you live in a van. Means you wrecked your house. Fucking, I was thinking about a real thing.
That's true.
Why? What were you laughing at?
I was laughing at...
Reverse it and curse it, baby. Come on, it was something good.
Oh, I was laughing at your regurgitating it from a national parks website.
That's... Okay. You can... In this... Lower 48 says with no passport, you can drive from subtropic Caribbean regions in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
You can drive up Appalachian Mountains to Maine, which I don't know what that climate is. It's not New England, but it's not the name of the climate. But I think it's not rainforest, or maybe it is. I don't know.
Maine?
What is that climate called?
Well, it's definitely not rainforest.
But you got the great. You have rainforest in Northern California in the Northwest.
Yeah, that's not Maine.
In the same state. In just California, you can see a desert.
Yeah.
You can see you can't see tropics. Florida's tropics, but you can see desert and you can see rainforest.
What is San Diego?
San Diego is still considered desert, I think.
Yeah, because it's the Southwest.
Yeah, you still get palm trees. You get desert plants.
Yeah.
The Rockies. I mean, like you can see everything. And the privilege of being a comic to drive across these things.
Yeah.
I mean, I know we joked a little bit about comics early on. Like, I don't think we did it on mic, but like if somebody's got 20 minutes, like I'm going on tour. You know, like how that thing. What are you doing? You're not.
Did we talk about that?
I don't know.
That's an epidemic.
About it in person.
That's an epidemic, by the way, of. And God bless them. I understand the impulse to want to get out there and mix it up. But, you know, if you get 12 minutes, you're not going on tour.
But outside the comic thing, like, okay, they're going to get more. They're going to get 20 more minutes just from the trip. You might get a new 45 minutes just from driving past stuff you wouldn't see if you weren't a comic and leaving the state and also driving without a big time frame. Just traversing the country by car. Ground level, seeing everything.
You know,
that's going to form you as a person. It's going to form you as a comic. It's going to form you as a person.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you say, like, oh, Native Americans believe this land was haunted, and you drive through the Badlands, and you're like, yes. If you were just a civilization on foot entering that area versus the Great Plains where, oh, look, just anything is fruitful. The soil is fruitful and grows. And this place is barren. It gives us nothing.
What do we do?
We're gonna blame negative energy and bad spirits. And so anything bad that happens in there, you'd be like, well, look around. Of course bad shit happened here.
I think you just figured it out.
Well, I think it's beautiful when you're driving by in a car with air conditioning.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, imagine being stranded.
But then look at everything that gets blamed on the devil. Because it was white people moving from east to west. That's the devil's pass. Why? Well, 27 of our party died because we didn't pack enough food and we didn't know we need water. But it's the devil's pass because there's no water. Well, that's fucking because people are stupid. Whether Native American, white people, whatever. Just because you didn't know what you needed and went forward and it went bad. Now you get to blame it on the devil. No, fucking blame, call it fucking Jeff's pass. Why? Because fucking Jeff didn't bring water.
Well, that kind of goes back to what we're talking about with religion. Yeah. It's like it's an easy catch-all. It's like, well, Lord works in mysterious ways.
Yeah.
Or maybe we could just resolve the problem that we just faced here and not just throw a dumb cliche at it.
Or that whole, like God won't give anybody
more than they can't handle.
Take some credit for yourself.
Then how do you justify homeless people?
Yeah. Honestly.
Did he give them more than they can handle? Is that okay what they're doing?
Well, we're in LA and there's a lot of homeless people. And I know that mental illness has a part of it. But I also think that there's a lot of people who are just like, don't deal with a lot of societal bullshit. I deal with this microcosm society. And I realize I'm talking to my ass. But I'm not okay.
By the way, that was a pro-homeless
statement. And this is what I'm about to say.
And that's connected to some of my belief systems.
No, this is what I didn't want to lump
human beings
with it,
living that way.
But you've eliminated a large percentage of complications. By staying in the van, your needs and wants are much lower than, like, are everybody's needs and wants really truly the level, like, of needs and wants, or is it just because, well, next door they have that? Is it just a keeping up with the Joneses type thing? Because you seem fine.
Well, it goes back to what you were saying about...
I think you're a fine person, and you're doing fine, and also you don't have to fucking deal with a lot of bullshit the rest of us have to deal with.
Well, that's kind of my logic. You were talking about doing exactly what you want to do. I could go work a job. I could go work 40 hours a week in a warehouse right now and not live in a van. I could have an apartment, and that's fine. I'm totally aware that I could do that. But I want to spend my time right now in this moment on this earth working on comedy, traveling and performing comedy, doing podcasts. I don't want to spend 40 hours a week working in a warehouse. So if that means not having a modest apartment and instead living in a van, if living in a van means I can devote all of my time to my comedy,
pure living,
then that's the sacrifice I'm willing to make.
And nobody's a victim of your lifestyle.
Exactly. I'm not hurting anybody.
You're not forsaking a wife or kids or anybody else. And
that's also why I'm so stubborn as far as, like, I don't crash on people's couches. I don't couch surf.
You don't flush a bunch of rice down somebody's garbage disposal.
I've done that. But no, I get people all the time. You know, hey, dude, just crash on my couch. No, I appreciate the gesture, but this was my choice, and I'm not going to burden you. I'm not going to alter your routine based on the thing that I want to do.
I think that's what some listeners don't realize, is that this isn't a hardship that drove you to
this. No, this is a self-induced hardship.
This is a streamlining.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Which would seem odd in a place where, like, you're not living in a city based on dreams.
Mm-hmm.
But here it's like, meh. There's like way more moments of my own day where I'm like, oh, man, if I was just going to be on the road all the time anyway, which I don't want to be. But if I was like, what if I just fucking quit it and just got a sweet livable whip? I'm already trying to outfit the Jeep to get the fuck out as much as I can, but that's pure recreation. I'm still going to have a bed somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been saying, you have like the little camper vans and shit. I'm just saying, I agree, and I think people might take my busting your balls about it.
Fuck
like
that.
I'm punching down.
No, you're not.
You're doing the thing you were doing before. You had the spot, but you weren't into it.
That's the only... That may be the only sad part about it, is that I was in a van. I found my way out of it, and yet now I'm back. But hey, you know what? That's show business. You know? I got out of the van because I had a nice, lucrative, temporary showbiz thing, and it didn't pan out, so guess what? I'm back in the van. Big fucking deal. I got irons in the fire right now.
Your van is nicer than the apartment. You know what? It was doing real well for a while.
I liked my spot. That was
remember
a, that
when
was
you
spot.
How you thought, oh, these guys just always hang out in that parking lot over there, and it was just a homeless camp.
I lived.
Can't believe these guys
right
just
next
hang
door
out
home.
There all the time. Like, no, they live. They live in that park.
Yeah, I thought they were just. Just townies that were just hanging out.
It was a group of people that had a different list of priorities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
I mean, I don't know if this loops back. Like, all right, there'll be a part three to Skinwalker. Or a part two, Dave. I mean, if you want to listen to this marathon session and see if it makes sense, I think it's a great... the way it went from the drunk, rowdy first half into this introspective, stone second half... I think that's what people want to see. That's why Star Wars is popular, because they're fucking moody bitches that are like, this one's about my dad, this one's about my mom, this one's about me finding myself. That's from a guy who hasn't watched Star Wars. Anyway.
You've never watched any Star Wars?
No, I saw the first with the first ones that came out in order of...
like.
The years I've been alive.
Yeah, me too. I saw the original three.
You can't fucking change the order. No, this is the first one. Motherfucker, the first one was 1976. Because that's how time works.
Yeah.
Your time. You want me to change? You want me to look at a different calendar to watch your movies? I don't give a shit. Honestly, I'm sure the Star Wars films are great. But they're not going to be... Listen, the way I got into movies was Fast and Furious.
Have you seen the new one, by the
way? No, I'm waiting because Sam J... We got a date to go see it.
Nice.
And so we both promised each other we wouldn't see it beforehand. And it just came out a couple days ago. And I'm kind of going nuts because I've been reading about it. And I'm getting fucking pissed.
Because there was a big LA comedian opening night group session thing the other night, and I was wondering if you were going to do that. Yeah, I think Brandy Posey orchestrated
Nobody
that.
Nobody even told me about
yeah.
it.
Yeah, I got invited, but I just could not give a shit. I just don't care.
It's a big, fun movie.
I'm sure it is. That's too busy doing stuff.
What were you doing, Dave?
It's probably recording a new episode of Gravy Boat.
Good plug!
I've been so productive
Way to
lately.
Sneaking that plug!
Been so productive lately. Which, by the way, I don't know. I know... We don't talk about it a lot on this podcast, but I'm on hiatus right now from Gravy Boat.
Really?
Yeah. I did 10 episodes, and now I got new projects and new endeavors and this tour, and I got to take a quick break. I love it, but I got to take a quick break. So, yeah.
All right, well.
But I got my new thing that I'm working on that we'll talk about later.
Don't let your ears cry too much, but yeah. Dave's giving up the gravy bowl.
No, not giving it up.
Meanwhile, I'm coming back. A break from this fucking podcast. He won't give me a goddamn rest.
I'm coming back. I'm coming back with season two.
All right. This is part two, Dave.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, then Then guess what? We're going to have part three.
It's going to be our first three-parter. You can add a retrospective recipe and comic of the week to part one.
Mm-hmm.
But let's end part two with a tip of the hat.
Okay. What do you mean by that?
Comic of the week.
Oh, okay. Comic of the week for episode two. Okay. Let's throw a lady in there. I don't know what that meant.
That face.
No.
That face.
I felt like...
It made it look like you had a wood chipper going.
Yeah. No, I just don't know why I said that.
I recommended it earlier.
Yeah.
I think I want to say Emily Heller.
I think Emily Heller would be our comic of the week. The face was... I feel like that's the thing with like... I can't say we try to... spread it around and have minorities and females.
Bearded white dudes,
but you should
each other the same thing to our face.
Exactly.
So if we can throw a heads up to somebody outside of our paradigm, why shouldn't we?
My point is though, we shouldn't have to try. Like you should
just
be.
No, we're not trying.
No, we're not trying.
And Emily Heller,
we're cognizant of. We want to make sure that non-bearded white dudes get their spotlight.
Yeah, we know enough of what we're about.
Mm-hmm.
But, well, this week, Emily Heller is, she's at the Melbourne Comedy Festival, one of my favorite festivals.
Oh, is she down there right now?
Yeah.
You've done that a couple of times.
Done a couple of times. It's a blast down there.
Give them my email.
Okay, hey, Melbourne, Dave's, you are basically...
I love Florida.
You are American Crocodile Dundee. You realize that? You're Alligator Dave. Alligator Dave Stone is... Like, if you watch... I watched Crocodile Dundee the other day. If you just fucking hung out yelling at people while holding jumper cables... Like, oh, that is the most American thing we can see in Australia. I'm putting that out there.
That's not a biscuit. This is a biscuit.
You would fucking blow people's minds if you made food down there. Everything he did to just survive and eat bats and shit, mm-hmm. but you'd be like, oh no, this is a American bat. Mm-hmm. But anyway, Emily Heller's down there. And I read an article where, like, oh, how would you make jokes? What's comedy like in the time of Trump? Which is the most limp dick thumb into a, your fucking crank into a story journalistic thing. But comedy, oh, are you gonna be okay, comedians? How did you ever get by before?
I bet y'all love this.
What was the world like? How was comedy when everything was wonderful for you? Oh, aren't you just so happy that I can keep going with that voice?
That's pretty good.
But she's like, no, I don't. The jokes are dumb. Like everybody, like John Oliver's, like somebody's doing the best jokes about Trump, so leave him alone.
Yeah.
Like if you're at a live comedy show, don't fucking touch it.
That's why I don't do political jokes.
Well, exactly. Unless you're walking into a known room full of Trump supporters for some reason. And you want to just go backwards and bomb horribly by doing anti-Trump shit, that would be awesome. Just because I like the contradictory, like, well, here's the easy laugh. Do the opposite of it. And the same goes for fucking stumbling into the most liberal Hillary, like, the laziest fucking comedy are liberal comics doing anti-Trump jokes in front of liberal audiences.
Yeah.
Like, as much as I agree with the sentiment and want to be on that same side, you're a comic and you are taking the easiest fucking road.
Yeah.
You are taking the golden brick fucking skip-along road.
You can do that off stage, but don't try to do that shit on stage.
Oh, Trump's bad. laughing at, you're not getting laughs. You're getting applause, and that's not the same thing. Well, you throw a jab in here or there.
Don't get me started on the list of comics who...
No, there's a giant list of comics.
Who place humor below their image and their agenda.
Before getting support. Yeah. Oh, but we agree. That's not comedy. Agreeing with somebody, not comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And also... Disagreeing with somebody but still being able to laugh at a joke, that's a pretty good place to be. Mm-hmm. That means you're a superior human. Oh, this isn't what I... But if a Trump supporter went to a unnamed, but we can look at each other and know, comic show, would the jokes be good enough to make the Trump supporter laugh?
No, they wouldn't.
And that's fucking dog shit. And that's the giant fucking gaping weakness in comedy today, is people thinking they can just parade around in front of their side of things. Anyway, Emily Heller.
Emily Heller, she put an album out a couple of years ago. Called Good For Her.
And her article was like, where she's like, I see a room full of Trump support. This goes against everything I said, but the fact that she said it in a interview is like, I'm on side with it. I see a room full of Trump support. She's like, I don't care if they like me.
Man, I almost just.
But the reason I support her,
uh-huh,
because she still writes fucking jokes.
Yeah.
She didn't just go up there and be like, this guy's bad, and then underhand some bad bits. She writes great fucking jokes, mm-hmm, about it. Which is like, even if you're supporting Trump, you got to recognize it's a good joke.
Absolutely. Check out our album, Good For Her, which I almost just coincidentally, just organically said, playing off of your statement of her.
She gets it. She's one step ahead of you.
Yeah, good for her. Comic of the week, Emily Heller. I got a recipe locked and loaded if you want it, or we can save it.
Is it better than barbecue sauce on a hard-boiled egg?
I don't think so. I thought that would be a great moment.
You want
to just go
you
out.
Can edit it. No. You want to go back?
Whatever you want.
What's the recipe?
What do you want?
Is it good, or are you just fucking...
tease it.
Are you just thumbing your dick into this third episode?
No, next episode. Next episode, I got
to... Are you telling me to cut?
No, I'm just saying I'm going to save this recipe for next week because it's so good. And it's summertime fun.
Why do you lean so hard? What is it? What do you want to say?
The Boogie Monster.